Lime Mobile.
Core CBA Mobile.
KTY Mobile.
KB4CBA. Name here is David. Good afternoon.
How you doing, David? This is KI4DTY.
Excuse me. All right, KI4DTY. Well, you know, I'm deaf in one ear and I can't hear out the other one, so just the way it is. You having a good day?
Fine. I figured it was just the way I said it. Yeah, not too bad. I'm headed up to Raleigh. I have a job up there and enjoying the traffic on 85. It's nice out here.
I bet you're just having a blast. I'll tell you. You know, that's one place I always wanted to go and never been. And my wife says, I said, well, you know, we'll just do a weekend in Raleigh, you know. And she says, there's nothing to do in Raleigh. And I don't know, evidently she's been there, so I don't know. And I said, okay, well, so it looks like we're not going to get to go to Raleigh.
My first time going to Raleigh as well, so we'll see. Like I said, I'm going for work. I have a job there tomorrow. Starts early tomorrow morning, so I thought I'd head up there tonight and stay tonight and get up early. But, yep.
Let me know, you know, like the sightseeing stuff and the restaurants and that kind of thing. I'm in the noisy section on Wade Hampton here at Wade Hampton High School, but once I get out of this area, I should be okay.
I guess supposedly it's Raleigh's grown up quite a bit. The big area is supposed to be High Point, and there's a lot going on in High Point. I guess it's one of the furniture capitals in America.
Well, that'd be something to that. I mean, you know, my wife likes furniture. But anyway, she ordered this little desk. It's not really a desk. It's just like a little I don't know what you call it. Just something to set beside your recliner to put a magazine on or a drink or whatever. And so I was putting it together, and the only piece of wood was on the top there, and it was a press board, and it just broke all to pieces where I put the screws in. And it already had the holes pre-drilled and everything, and I didn't ever tighten them or anything. It's not like I was, you know, using a power drill or something. And, man, it just tore that thing all to pieces, so we sent it back. So she thought I just didn't know what I was doing, and which really hurt my feelings because, you know, I put together a million things, and I've worked on cars, and I work on anything. And but anyway, so her sister's husband decided he would order one and put it together. And guess what?
Same thing happened. That thing fell apart. That's hilarious. Yeah, I am a woodworker by nature. my family grew up doing woodworking and all that, so I still do that on the side as well. I'm a full-time photographer, videographer, but it sounds like we kind of grew up the same way. I work on cars or furniture, whatever needs the house needs at the time, but being a woodworker, I hate that pressed wood. That's a bunch of junk, and I hate it. So anytime my wife's like, hey, I was thinking about getting this, I'm like, I will build it. Just give me some time.
Pathetic. I mean, I put together a lot of cheap stuff, and you could tell it was cheap, but at least it held together. But this just, I mean, it just disintegrated like styrofoam or something. I mean, it was awful. And evidently his did the same thing, so you know, I mean, he's an engineer, but of course he's not a he doesn't really have a mechanical side to him, I wouldn't say. But anyway, my main thing is music, but I've worked on cars for years, since 87.
Is you?
If you play music, this is W4FHJ.
I don't know if I have lost him or if I just go, again, I'm driving towards Charlotte, so I'm not sure where I'm going to actually drop signal to the repeater or not.
I stopped in a dead spot there on 291 in East North. I had to stop at the light there, and evidently I thought I had the repeater, but evidently I didn't.
I know you said you were into music. Did you actually play an instrument, or you're just into music?
Well, I was a minister of music at Baptist churches in the area, and for 40 years, and, you know, led worship, and so voice is my principal instrument, but I play several instruments, so, you know, I play clarinet all the way through, from elementary through high school. And I was a drum major in the marching band for 2 years, and, you know, all-state chorus, and all that, all-state band, all that stuff, so, but I enjoy working on cars, too.
Dad was a pastor, so I grew up in the church and played drums. I started playing drums when I was 10 years old, and then later on became a studio musician and did that for years, and loved it. I still play every now and then, but I don't play nearly as much as I used to.
Well, see, if we could find a bass player, the three of us get together and jam. All you need is drums and bass, and you got your groove, and you can go from there.
You'll get like a piano player or something.
Play keyboard or guitar, either one. So, you know, sometimes I would lead worship with the guitar. Most of the time we had a pianist and she would play, but sometimes we would, or I would start a song with the guitar anyway. But, man, I have led worship from the keyboard too. So, it depends on the song.
Brother's he can play the piano. He's amazing at it. My dad actually can play guitar, bass, any of that stuff. He's always been super talented. He actually, him and his family, or you know, like my uncles and stuff, played with the Roy Clark family and grew up with them basically because they're all from like Wilmington area. And so they did that. So I always envied that. But I wish I could play guitar or another instrument, but I just was not. I was not as talented in that area.
Harder to play than others. You know, guitar's not too bad. You know, if you've got the dexterity with your fingers, it doesn't take too long. I was self-taught, really. I mean, I had a few lessons when I was in college, but I met this guy who was in a band, and I wanted to learn to play some lead, so he taught me some lead solos to some of the popular songs at the time when I was in college, that kind of thing. Well, I've arrived here. I'm gonna stay with my grandsons while my daughter goes to work. So I'm pulling up here at the house. So I guess I better say adios here. But it's good to talk to you, and be careful on your trip there, especially on 85. Good luck. What you're going to run into. But anyway, I enjoyed it. Now I'll clear out of here after your final, KB4CBA.
Talking to you, sir, and thank you for keeping me entertained, even if it was just for a few minutes. We'll definitely have to catch up again. I got your call sign, but forgive me for missing your name. So if you could come back with that, that'd be great, just so I have it. This is KI4DTY. I'll be on the side.
This is David, and give me your name, please, sir.
I'm normally located in Taylor's.
I live in Pheasant Ridge on Rutherford Road.
For me, I'm literally right on Edwards Hill Road as soon as you cross over Wade Hampton.
Well, we don't live far from each other at all. All right, well, 73 is Daniel, and like I said, be careful out there, and we'll talk to you later. All right. See if I can get this right. KI4DTY, KB4CVA, clear.
We're all three close neighbors. I live in that same area. It's W4FHJ. Doing fine, Daniel. I understand you're on the way to Raleigh. I was born in Raleigh, but that's been several years ago. Like 82 years ago.
I've never been to Raleigh, so this would be my first time. I think most of my family, we all grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina. And then my parents moved us up to Connecticut. Like I said, he was a pastor, so he was a pastor up north. Before I moved down here, I moved out back moved back down to the south here in 01 or 2000.
Yeah, I got you. You work somewhere down here, Daniel?
Yeah, I actually own my own business. I'm a full-time videographer. We do a lot of corporate-type events and some weddings. And a buddy of mine, his wife, helps him with his weddings, but she sprained her ankle and knee. So as a favor, I'm driving 4 hours each way to help him out so that he doesn't get caught in a bind here.
Oh, well, you're doing a good work. That's good. That's good. I'm proud of you for that. Sure enough. Yeah, I'm self-employed, too, but I'm in the alarm business, fire and burglar alarm business. In fact, I just been doing that today. I don't really do it every day, but sometime ask me if I'm still in the business. Do I still put in alarm systems? I usually say, every day, twice on Sunday, but of course, that's not right. Anyway, that's what I do, and I live, I didn't get exactly where you live, but it might have got to be mighty close. I live on Rutherford Road near Master Tech, if you ever remember seeing that.
I'm actually over, I'm on Edwards Mill Road. As soon as it crosses over Wade Hampton, I'm right there on Edwards Mill Road. I'm trying to think where Master Tech is.
If you're going from Greer to Greenville, let's see, there'll be a Hardee's on the right, and a little bit further would be Texas Roadhouse, but I live right in that same area.
Pretty much like 5 minutes for me, because I'm right beside that Hardee's that you're talking about, and Texas Roadhouse takes me maybe 3 minutes to get to.
Yeah, okay. I just couldn't place Edwards Mill Road. I mean, I've been on it many times. I remember it very well. It's just that I can't place the actual road in my mind.
Hey, you know where that CVS and BBT bank is? CVS is on one side of the corner and BBT is on the other side. That's Edwards Mill Road.
I know one BB&T, but it's closer to Greenville. I don't think that's the one.
Texas Roadhouse, you would head towards Greer. And as soon as you pass that Hardee's on the left, the very next light is Edwards Mill Road.
Okay, I'm picturing it. Yep. I remember it now. Sure enough do. Well, I'm almost at my destination, so I better start signing with you, Daniel. And sure good to make your acquaintance, and we'll be seeing you around. Do you go to the Greer club meeting?
Yes, sir. I've actually been twice now. I just went to this past one. And so I definitely enjoyed it. What was your call sign and name again?
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Name is Gene, G-E-N-E.
By chance, do you happen to drive a white work van?
I sure do.
I remember you now. I actually was driving beside you one day and saw your license plate with your call sign on it. I just kind of put the two and two together right now.
Okay, well, good. I guess you saw the old white-headed man driving it.
Young man driving it.
Yeah. All right, Daniel, we'll be seeing you around then. Again, good to meet you and so forth, and we'll see you at the next club meeting. Might even be sooner than that. Well, you have a good trip on to Raleigh, and get that work done about the, I don't understand it all, but anyway, photographer for weddings and so forth. I think there's another fellow that does that. I better make an ID. It's W4FHJ. Anyway, another fellow, Bob, you might know who I'm talking about, lives up in the Tryon, not Tryon, but up kind of in that area, above Hendersonville, actually. Well, let me let you go. Talk with you later. It's W4FHJ.
Sir, it was a pleasure talking with you, and thank you for hopping on and keeping me entertained for a few. I definitely enjoyed it. We'll have to catch up. This is KI4DTY, and I'll be on the side. 73, see you, Gene.
Okie doke, 73rd Street, W4FHJ out.
DTY monitoring.